Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Well, we haven't had him for a few days. We're both busy and sometimes we can't hook up. Sometimes Zach has no internet whatsoever in central London, but there we are. Zach, you're right.
Sometimes I just don't want to speak to you.
That's it. And likewise, you know, but it's very rare though. Prairie Mining, first one of three stocks moving on news. Prairie Mining, PDZ. And basically, they're going to look for develop a bankable feasibility study. But it looks like a big deal. They're the second biggest coal company in China that they're hooking up with. So, PDZ, what do you reckon?
Well, it's a very, very narrowly traded stock at the moment. Hopefully, after this, it'll become a little less narrowly traded. But gaps to the upside, the main one was earlier this month through the 13 pence level. We've got a bull flag breakout happening now, hopefully above 20 pence, which was the last low. We're going up to the top of an August channel at 35 pence. But I'm sure the spread here is about 5p, so we'll take everything with a bit of a pinch of salt. But all the moving averages are rising, looking nice.
Yeah, several days ago, this was suggested on the podcast as one for your watch list by a listener, so they spotted this very well. Okay, the next one, Sound Energy, SOU, in relation to the TE7 well, the second well there at the Tendrara license in Morocco. They've achieved a flow rate significantly better than the company's estimates. What do you reckon, SOU?
Oh, I love this one, because over the last, 2 or 3 weeks, you've had that's been really slow around the 80 pence level, pretending to have support there. Then a final flush out just before the news below 80 pence yesterday. Hammer candle, which was one of beauty, actually, to give a signal for today. And then today we've got a gap through the 50-day moving average at 82 pence. So, you know, re-establishing the momentum of the uptrend. At this stage, really above 75 pence, looking for a retest of the best levels at 100 pence. Obviously, there could be a bit of jiggery pokery between 75 and 80 just to, you know, get out the week longs, but looking nice. RSI 55 as well. So it looks as though the little shakeout there below 80 would have stopped out people, and then up we go again.
Okay, next one is Vast Resources, VAST, a drilling program to confirm the mineral resource and provide material for metallurgical test work has commenced at its, Finita Tailings Dam, located 7K from the Beta Polymetic Mine in Western Romania. That's Vast, VAST.
All right, well, obviously it's been a bit of a sob story over recent months, but looks like we're in a broadening triangle where the support has been found towards 0.2 pence. And while we're above that, I'm thinking and hoping we could head back to the 200-day average at 0.35 pence. So above 0.2 up to 0.35. The plus point here is that we've had a higher support above 0.2 since that final June plunge towards 0.12. So looking as though it's not the end, may not be the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, or whatever that cliche is, but it's just looking a little better.
Or the middle of the beginning, end of the start.
Yeah, that's that sort of thing. Yeah.
Zach, it's lovely to chat to you, and a day isn't a day without Zach in it. I think I may get a badge and wear that.
I think that might be a good idea. I'll get some made for you.
Okay, you pay for them.
All right. I'll send you the charts now. Cheers. Bye.
The Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.